You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They were definitely losing their minds in Detroit. Nearly 300,000 fans, in fact, some being turned away down near the setup for the draft. They were not just underneath the covering and out of the weather, though it was all wide open, but there were some that were kind of underneath. Would you call that like a band shell, similar to how they set it up? But then there were couple hundred thousand fans that were outside in the streets. It looked incredible with the aerial views. And not only were the Detroit fans losing their minds, but Caleb Williams, too.
When you...
Good for Caleb. He knew it was coming. It was not a surprise, but the smile on his face when he got the call from Ryan Poles, his hype and his excitement as he's walking up the stairs as the first pick, and how this is still a dream come true, even if it was a foregone conclusion. I thought he handled everything really well. I like what I've seen from him as much as people have tried to nitpick, but now it is a reality that Caleb Williams is the first quarterback taken in this NFL draft, but definitely not the last. What? Six QBs selected in the first dozen picks. That's never happened before. It's also never happened that we had nothing but offense through the first 14 picks of this NFL draft. Can you imagine what was going on in some of these war rooms? As guys are coming off the board, quarterbacks are coming off the board, a couple of wide receivers coming off the board, which that was expected. But to have six picks go to QBs, the teams that did not need quarterbacks, like the Colts, for instance, they're salivating, just waiting. Must have felt like an eternity for their pick to come around so that they could get a guy at number 15 that they didn't expect to still be available when it was their turn and their time on the clock. Fascinating the way this went. And I hope we hear more about what goes on or what went on in these war rooms. You know, there's cameras in all of them. More than likely, we're talking about in-house cameras. So cameras that are filming the process for the team specifically, putting together a video of some sort. Maybe it's going to be part of their season video for 2024. All the teams make them available, release them for season ticket holders. But you never know. You never know when you might end up winning a Super Bowl. And so you need to have the whole thing documented from the very beginning. And so they all had cameras in their faces. I hope we get to see more of what was happening in some of these war rooms, as just like the rest of us, they're incredulous as it's Caleb Williams, and then it's Jaden Daniels, and then it's Drake May. Now, maybe those aren't surprises, though I think some teams were inquiring about trading up, so we weren't sure if the Patriots would stand pat. There was some talk that maybe they would trade down. But they stay, they take Drake, then it's wide receiver, left tackle, wide receiver, left tackle. So those are your first seven picks. I don't know how many people were surprised by the first three QBs. But as it becomes apparent that this is going to be offensive heavy, even more than what people expected, the first shocker of the night comes at number eight, where Michael Penix, who's not even in Detroit, he's in St. Petersburg with this huge gathering of family and friends, he finds out when the phone rings that the Falcons are taking him at number eight. That was fun. I enjoyed that moment. However, Kirk Cousins didn't enjoy it so much. I'm sure he'll come around. He's a professional. He has already got the guaranteed money and the validation, the confirmation that he's QB1 publicly from the Falcons Brain Trust. But according to his agent, who was right out there, was it maybe 2.3 minutes before he was out in front of cameras and sending text messages to people on the NFL Network set? The word Kirk's agent used, stunned, that he did not find out until the Falcons were on the clock that they were selecting a quarterback. And according to the agent, the most he'd ever heard is that they were doing their homework. Mildly interested, mildly considering a quarterback at number eight. It isn't the same as Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love a few years ago, because Kirk just got to Atlanta himself. He's also a transplant. Well, actually, he's from there, but he just got to the Falcons himself. Oh, no, he's not from there. It's his wife's family that's from there, right? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't keep track of where all these families are from. It's not my department.
Kirk is from Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah, why did I say that? Illinois.
Because it's Friday morning. That's why I said it. Anyway, his wife's family is there, and that was one of the reasons why they wanted to go there. But anyway, he's new to town as well. So it's not quite like Aaron Rodgers feeling blindsided by his longtime franchise moving up to get Jordan Love.
Bums.
Aaron, good to hear from you on this draft night. But it's a little bit similar in that Kirk wasn't expecting them to bring in a rookie to hang out with him in the quarterback room. Hey, you want to train your replacement? Let's go.
Might have liked one of those receivers, too, or linemen, or defensive player. Did something to help the team this season?
Anything. There's, of course, the chatter about how Kirk might not be ready and you got to have insurance. He's an older quarterback. He could get injured. Maybe Aaron Rodgers to the Jets is a cautionary tale. Maybe that's why the Falcons decided, heck no, we are not going into this year without some type of insurance, even though he's a project. Michael Penix does not need to be on the field right now. How many of these other quarterbacks are on the field immediately? I wouldn't be surprised if any of the top three is on the field come week one. We're pretty sure Caleb Williams will be. But then the Vikings move up to 10 to grab J.J. McCarthy, not the Giants. And actually, we'll hear from Joe Shane, but that was all a smokescreen. And maybe drummed up by the media and not so much by the Giants. By the time we get to number 12 in the draft, Bo Nix, selected by Denver. And I wonder what the Raiders would have done had all those other QBs not been available. So no defensive players until 15, where Indy gets one of the top edge rushers. So this was, safe to say, a bit of a mind-blowing experience for anyone who covered the draft. It's never happened before. History in Detroit. Mostly Detroit, I'm impressed. You dazzled. You dressed up the city. The lights looked terrific. The noise, the electricity. Eminem and Roger Goodell. Talk about an odd couple. And then I just thoroughly enjoyed. In fact, I was laughing. I was eating it up. And I'm not even a Lions fan. I haven't been to Detroit in quite a while. But to see Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown, his BFF, who wants the crowd to break out into Jared Goff. Do we have it? Jared Goff cheers.
This is crazy. I can't believe it. But before we get off the stage, I need to hear one thing. Jared Goff. Jared Goff. Jared Goff. What's up, Detroit? Let's go, baby!
They all took turns. Amon-Ra and Jared, and then Aiden Hutchinson, who, I mean, he's always hype. I don't know that there's an off switch with Aiden. Plus Megatron and Barry Sanders, the two Hall of Famers, and Barry kind of had to be coaxed to the stage, but all of them were kind of blown away by what was staring back at them, this sea, which was largely blue and silver and white. That was actually from a game. Oh, see, there's the whistle. But here's the thing. This couldn't have come at a more perfect time. For Detroit, for Lions fans, finally, for the first time in 30-plus years, they win a playoff game. They get to the NFC Championship. They end up with a draft right on the heels of a 12-win season. That's amazing. I love it for the Lions, and I know it wasn't rigged. It just happened organically, but the Lions and their fans have waited for this for such a long time. And then to have the draft, the centerpiece, the crown jewel of this offseason, and boy, the way they showed up, we've seen and heard a few people say that's now the standard. I mean, how are you going to follow up Detroit, Green Bay?
The hype train.
Or anywhere in Wisconsin and not have 300,000 fans. It's a brilliant move by the NFL to move the draft around. It has turned into not just a windfall, but an incredible way to keep the fans involved across the country. Bravo, Detroit. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're asking you what you thought of the draft and what your team did, and there's plenty of consternation over that number 8 pick. So you can find us on Twitter at Amy After Hours or on our Facebook page and our phone number 855-212-4227. We'll start there only because that was the big shocker. Michael Penix drafted by the Falcons. Now, he wasn't there. He was in St. Petersburg, but right away he was doing interviews.
The moment was special. You know, obviously it's something I've been dreaming of since I was a kid. You know, so to be able to be in this position, you know, I'm blessed, you know, and that's all I can say. I'm blessed. You know, I had no idea, you know, but I know that, you know, everything happens for a reason. I'm super excited to be able to be a part of the organization. And I can't wait to go make an impact.
I had no idea, he says. Well, that makes two of you in the quarterback room because neither did Kirk Cousins. So Terry Fontenot, is there going to be a quarterback competition? Is that what this is about?
Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. We're very excited about Kirk, very excited about this team. And Michael Penix is, we're talking about the future. The draft is, you look at the future and you look at big picture, but we are very excited about that quarterback room. And again, Kirk is our quarterback.
When you get Kirk Cousins and you talk about short-term winning, you talk about winning right now, which we know we're going to be in position to do, which we want to be in position to do. We won't have the ability to be picking this high again with the guy that we got. And these guys go off the board pretty quickly. And we thought it would be important for us to address our future quarterback right now while we're picking this low.
Picking this low, picking this high, you know. He says the right things. We're not going to be in this position again. However, there is the thought that if they really wanted Michael Penix, they could have waited and gotten him. So they moved up or they traded with the Jaguars and got an edge rusher, right? But they could have moved or they could have taken Penix there, maybe. We don't know that for sure, though, because they knew behind them that the Broncos were likely to draft a quarterback. Maybe the Raiders would draft a quarterback. They weren't sure what the Vikings would do with that number 10 pick. And actually, they moved up to number 10, so they were number 11. So they knew there were teams lurking that decided to stand pat. Also think it's interesting there weren't nearly the number of trades that some analysts thought we might see. So surprise, Michael Penix. What about working with Kirk Cousins in your first pro job?
Guy who's been in the league, you know, he's been in there for a while. You know, he's played a lot of football. And so I feel like for me, I'm going to come in and I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn from him, you know, try to soak in all the knowledge that I can from him because, you know, obviously he's been in the league for a while.
All right. I thought it was really cool, the explosion with his watch party, his family and friends. And again, genuinely surprised across the board, no matter what. War rooms. Could you imagine what the reaction was in other war rooms around the NFL? We should have seen. Do you remember when Roger Goodell was hosting from his basement and he had that screen that was divided up into grids so you could see fans all over the place?
Right, yeah.
Too bad we didn't get all the war rooms or at least half of the NFL war rooms on camera all at the same time to see. Could you imagine the words? We don't even need the audio.
Like my living room. I couldn't imagine. Yeah.
Right? I was surprised too. Although I didn't have anyone to react to. The dog didn't really care. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So that was a big deal. Michael Penix, but also the Vikings moving up to get J.J. McCarthy and then Bo Nix and the Broncos. Were the Giants ever interested in getting a quarterback in this first round, Joe Shane?
Malik was our guy. He's the guy we targeted. Again, we took him. You know the players that were on the board, and we took Malik Nabers.
I guess that's a no. Not planning on getting Michael Penix or J.J. McCarthy or any other quarterback that might have been available there at number six. So there's a lot of buzz around the quarterbacks and certainly the offense, and it just underscores the fact that the stakes have never been higher. More and more you hear players, especially on the defensive side of the ball, but even former quarterbacks, like Kurt Warner says it all the time, that the field is tilted in favor of the offense, which is obviously where teams are going to focus. But you've got a situation like the Falcons who the last 4 years, probably at least three, felt like they were held up and hamstrung, not hamstringed, but hamstrung by the lack of a QB. I mean, that's what ultimately led to Arthur Smith not surviving there. They just didn't have a quarterback. The end of Matt Ryan and then kind of throwing darts at a dartboard, right? Marcus Mariota, who's now coaching, right? And, or maybe not, is he coach? I feel like he's coaching. Maybe he's a backup to a backup who's essentially a veteran coach in the quarterback room. But he, either throwing darts against the dartboard. Marcus Mariota, who knew Smith, they really didn't have any other options at that point, they felt like. And then Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heinicke. And that didn't work either. So now they're not just focused on the here and now with Kirk Cousins and the $100 million, but they're focused on the future. And they feel like we're not just going to secure the now because we feel like we can be a winner, but we're not going to waste the opportunity to get our next guy in place. I mean, that's the thing. It's not just, hey, we need the guy right now. We need the next guy to follow the guy right now. That's what a rat race it's become at QB.
Just give you an update on Marcus Mariota.
Mm-hmm.
So he's apparently on the Commanders now. And 2 days ago, there's this article, he just changed his jersey number to number zero. So he'll be wearing number zero this season. And he says, zero is something for me that's just a reminder. I'm in year 10. People don't think I can do it anymore. So it's a reminder that people call me a zero. And I'm going to prove the doubters wrong. So
Wowzers.
That's what he's up to.
Huh. I wonder how Commanders fans feel. Would they rather have a Jaden Daniels? Just throw him out there. Let's go. Get him some reps. Let's do it. Which isn't always the right thing to do. Or a Marcus Mariota wearing zero. Back to the whole, I feel like he's a coach in the room.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man, so much drama and still more to come. Detroit drama, Detroit dazzled, Detroit dressed up. I loved it. Thought you guys did great in the Motor City. Where was I going with that? Well, that was good. That's a good place to stop.
Marcus Mariota.
I'm sorry, what about the zero?
Starting from draft night.
Roger Goodell has cracked ribs. He got airlifted by J.C. Latham. That was another one of my favorite moments. Oh, and the Make-A-Wish selection is always fun, too. We had Jordan Mailata from Australia. I'm pretty sure they sent him there because they needed to underscore the international flavor of the NFL. Hey, Jordan, we need you to make a pick from Australia. Do you mind going home? We'll pay for it.
guys, that's a dinner.
He called him Uncle Roger. See what I mean? They're tight. Roger specifically called him and said, Jordan, we need you to go to Australia so we can prove that we're global as a French or as a league. We can prove that we're expanding and we're attractive even down under.
I think that's exactly what happened.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt. They needed guys to go home. They needed someone to make a pick, someone with personality, somebody who would come through. And so the NFL sent him back to Australia to work with their camp there and then said, hey, man, we're going to use you as our international token.
Hope they gave him first class. That's a long flight.
It is a long flight. Yeah, they better have paid for all the expenses and his family, too. Everybody get together at Airbnb for multiple weeks. Maybe a posh penthouse.
That'd be nice.
If I'm Jordan, I'm going high stakes here. You want me to do this for you? And you want it to be done well with personality? You want me to make myself available down under? Which, by the way, it was blazing sunshine there. Looked like he was on a beach of some sort. I'm going to call you Uncle Roger, and I'm going to need the penthouse.
And per diem.
And the private plane. The NFL. They're so.
And they say, okay.
Of course they do. All right, coming up, we'll hear more from some of these QBs taken. It was interesting. I enjoyed it. It was hard to watch basketball as watching the NFL draft. That my DVR was working overtime. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Happy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Friday to you. Good morning here on Infinity Sports Network.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California. With the second pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU. With the third pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina. With the eighth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, Washington.
With the 10th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select
J.J. McCarthy,
quarterback, Michigan.
With the 12th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Bo Nix, quarterback, Oregon.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, that's what you missed if you didn't watch the NFL Draft. Actually, NFL Network is replaying it over and over again. I'm just watching J.J. McCarthy's draft room completely explode after the Vikings moved up to get him. It was a great mix of offensive players. The defensive guys kind of got the shaft until later in that first round. In fact, 23 players on the offensive side of the ball selected, most ever in the first round. 23 out of 32. Wide receivers, linemen, and QBs. Oh, my. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We'll start at the number 12 spot because we haven't heard from Sean Payton yet. Why Bo Nix at number 12?
Early into the process, shortly after these workouts, like this, he stood out in a lot of areas, you know, and you pay close attention to all the film study and you know, obviously he's played a lot of football, but, you know, sack differential, turnover differential, accuracy, third down passing, first in this class, first in end of half, first in end of game, 2 minute situation, second in red zone.
There was talk, of course, that the Vikings, who did move up one spot, but the Vikings, the Broncos, the Raiders might try to leapfrog and get the leg up, so to speak, on some of these other teams that were looking at quarterbacks, try to get ahead of the game, maybe earlier, right, in that succession. Instead, Denver stands pat. Raiders do as well. But Sean Payton says, no, I'm good with where we are and where we drafted.
The process was long and thorough, and man, we're excited. We're excited. This was, and look, this is the night. Tomorrow's the night where everyone says we got our guy. yeah, I told George. I said, look, I think we're in a position right where we're at. Shoot, I could fly out there today and be the first one when we're on the clock to knock on his door and just and make sure he knew that we were the one. And then I thought, that might be a little difficult if something happened. I'd be in Birmingham, Alabama, and all of a sudden we have to divert the plane somewhere. So we stayed put, but we're glad it worked out the way it did.
Okay. So that's number 12. How about number 10? And the general manager of the Vikings, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, on why Minnesota wanted to go get JJ.
I always talk about minimizing regret. And, you know, if you're sitting on your couch one day and you're like, that extra fifth or whatever it was, and it could have had a chance at a guy that you think has traits and could be special. You're never going to care about that fifth round pick, and there's ways of getting it back.
Really wanted to be a Minnesota Viking, and I know there's, you know, hopefully as excited as our fans are, they, you know, they can know that J.J. McCarthy really wanted to be a Minnesota Viking, and he cannot wait to get here and get to work.
Kevin O'Connell tacking on after that as the two of them were doing the post-draft press conference. And yeah, indicating that not only did they feel like it was more important to get into position and get a guy that they wanted and not worry about the fifth round pick, we're not going to live in regrets is what we heard from the GM. But then Kevin, he wanted to be here. And boy, was he fired up when the pick was made. What about Michael Penix, number 8? Again, the shocker of the draft. Well, Terry Fontenot said they just couldn't pass him up either.
Being able to add Michael Penix Jr., when you can add a high-caliber player like that with his intangibles, those tools, he's a winner. Very, very excited. You don't pass up that opportunity.
Mm. And again, Raheem Morris saying, we're not going to be in this position to draft a quarterback that we like in the top 10. We're going to be too good, in other words. Maybe he'll give us the line like Jerry Jones did. We're the 24th best team in the NFL. I know what you meant, Jerry. It's okay. It probably, you had a rough week, a lot happening, long hours.
Get me some oxygen.
Right? That's how I feel, too. It's After Hours on our Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Amy After Hours, looking for your reaction to the draft. I think Detroit dazzled. I loved it. And many of you agree. Some of you are actually hailing from Detroit and saying, yeah, so proud of our city, so proud of the number of people, setting a record for fans there in the area. James says, my hometown Detroit was shining like a diamond last night and looked as good, it looked as if a good time was had by all in attendance. Says, my Lions may have hit a home run with choosing Terrion Arnold from Alabama as well. Yeah, that was a really neat moment. Also, the Make-A-Wish selection. Jay, did you grab that one? The Chiefs actually had the Make-A-Wish pick in the first round last night.
The Buffalo Bills have traded the 28th pick to the Kansas City Chiefs. With the 28th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs, select Xavier Worthy.
I love how excited these guys get. Roger Goodell could learn something from them.
We're here!
Although Roger was busy sucking wind after getting some cracked ribs from the Alabama lineman, J.C. Latham. So that was Justin Laverne, and he announced that pick with Xavier Worthy, which actually I think is, talk about regrets, may come back to bite the Bills in the rear end if... Now, some people think Worthy was drafted too high. He's a speedster. I'm not saying he's Tyreek Hill, but he's got a speed. He's got speed like Tyreek Hill. And if they can get him acclimated and get him on the field quickly and he stays healthy, you know that Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid will find a way to use him and that they will, I mean, they always do, raise the level of play of everybody else around them, even as a rookie. And they've had success with rookies who've come in and who've made a difference right away. Going back to Isaiah Pacheco, right? And then Rashee Rice. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, was he a rookie with them too? Yeah, so you've got a bunch of guys that they get there and maybe outside Kansas City doesn't look like a fit, or they reached for this, they reached for that. Why are they getting a receiver? Well, they definitely needed a receiver. But to have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid means that you'll be able to work these guys in. And if it doesn't happen right away, guess what? It'll happen by Christmas Day after you get beat by the Raiders and then rattle off 6 wins in a row and win another Super Bowl. Oh, beware of Pat. He likes to prank you. Let's see. So we left off at number 8, right? Moving up to number 3 and Drake May. And so this is the first draft of the Patriots post Bill Belichick, although he was busy. He was busy with draft night broadcast responsibilities. But Jerod Mayo, let's not get all crazy. Let's maybe pump the brakes on May starting.
To go back to Bill, I don't think many rookies are ready to just jump in and play. And look, at the end of the day, our philosophy is the best players will play. And, you know, coming in as a rookie, hopefully he's a sponge. There are a lot of good players in that locker room. And look, Jacoby, he understands. Like, he's a mentor. He's very smart, has great leadership skills, and hopefully Drake can learn something from him as well. But I would say, like, we're going to compete all spring. We're going to compete during training camp, and the best player will start. We're not sitting here saying that Drake is our starting quarterback. I think he understands that. He understands the things that he has to get better at. And, you know, with coaching and, once again, the hard work and the coaches that we have, the support system from ownership, you know, I think he has a chance to go out there and really play at a high level. You can talk about potential all you want to. Until you reach it, it really doesn't matter. But we do know the man. We know the man is a hard worker, and he's going to do everything he can to be successful.
What are the chances that the debate begins in New England this morning? How many games until Drake May is on the field?
I think it started.
Last night.
Second night. They picked him.
On our Boston affiliate, WEEI, will be a main topic of conversation. All right, going backwards, up to number 2, Jaden Daniels. Did he know he was going to Washington? Because this was a debate about whether or not Daniels liked the Commanders and the brain trust, and whether or not he felt like he was treated as though he was special, and whether or not this would actually happen.
They did a pretty good job, you know, not showing their hand too much. But the conversation I had, I was pretty confident, off the conversation that we had, that I was able to come here and fit into the Commanders team. You know, I'm here now. I can't wait to get to work.
The Heisman Trophy winner from LSU, and that's now the number 2 overall pick. And it was neat, a neat moment for him too. And I love how a lot of the other guys in the green room, some of the other prospects who are waiting, these guys know each other, whether it's from on the field or whether it's all-star type of games, maybe it's going back to youth football, AAU, that kind of stuff. They're all really familiar with one another, and so it's neat to see them root for each other. Caleb Williams, he may have known he was getting selected number one, but he was fired up. It was neat to see him. Well, he's screeching. And
when you
that's actually him. That's not Tom Brady. That's actually Caleb Williams. And Ryan Poles, not only gets Caleb Williams, but gets Rome Odunze out of Washington at number nine. So they go QB, wide receiver. And here's the question, the one that everyone wanted answered that Ryan Poles wasn't going to answer until last night. Did they know it was Caleb the entire time?
When you watch the tape, it was easy to see the talent. Wanted him on our team, but it was all about going through the process. So once we got through the 30 visit and spent time with him, got him with some of the guys on our team, he kind of felt good about the person, culture fit. Knew at that point that he was going to help us, and we were ready to go.
So they knew, and they were leaning that way even before the individual workouts and visits, but it was confirmed to them. And so, yeah, they were leaning that direction, but they did their due diligence. Hope that answers your question. Six QBs taken in the first dozen picks. Never happened before. 23 offensive players, including the first 14. All right. I just imagine what it was like in some of the war rooms who needed defense, thinking, that's right, keep picking offense. Keep picking some offense. We'll be happy to wait until those defensive players drop to us. We knew it was heavy in wide receivers, quarterbacks, linemen. That was confirmed, but not much else went according to the master plan. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Brunson guards Lowry. Kyle off in the bead screen. 8 to shoot behind his back to the right.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Whoa, back to Embiid. Embiid with a jumper over Brunson and in. An incredible 5 3-pointers for Embiid. And the Sixers lead 111-96. Maxie against Hart. Over to Embiid for 3. It's up and good. Are you kidding me? Another 3. Tom Thibodeau was looking on like, what is going on? The Sixers are pouring in 3s.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Playoff career high 50 points for one Joel Embiid. Of course, there was plenty of other elements mixed into this. During the game, late first quarter, he gets charged with a flagrant 1 for pulling Mitchell Robinson down. So you've got Joel who's laying on the court. He falls after was it a shot? They were on the offensive end, right? So he falls on the court in the paint after a shot or after a brouhaha under the hoop.
So, yeah, they were on the defensive end, and Robinson was getting a rebound.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
So it was the other end of the court. My fault. So the Joel Embiid crash down to the court is one piece of it. But then Mitchell Robinson is trying to, well, he's landing or he's getting close to land. Actually, I take that back. Embiid's laying down. Robinson is standing up next to him, trying to get the ball. They're fighting for a rebound. And he grabs Robinson around it's kind of around the knees and kind of pulls him down. And he says that he was doing it because he was protecting himself. But of course, the Knicks call it dirty. It looked dirty. It certainly was intentional, which is why there was a flagrant one. Joel Embiid kind of gives his explanation, but the Knicks, trust me, are not buying it.
Mitchell Robinson jumping and, trying to make sure he doesn't land on me, because obviously we know the history that I have with, Kuminga landing on my knee. So I kind of had some flashbacks, when he came down to it. It's unfortunate. I mean, I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I just, in those situations, I gotta protect myself.
I buy it. I might have done the same thing, maybe not so drastic, but hey, man, don't get anywhere near my knee. So he was worried because Robinson was facing away from him, couldn't see maybe where Joel was behind him or how close he was to stepping on him. And as I say, they're fighting for the board. So I can understand that. He does apologize, kind of. It definitely was worthy of a flagrant one, and Robinson didn't return. And that always makes it worse. When a player is out with an injury, that means the other team is incensed about it. And the guys like Josh Hart and Tom Thibodeau, I mean, they're talking about how there should have been an ejection, not just a flagrant one. In fact, Thibodeau made the point of saying, like, hey, which foul are we talking about? Because there were plenty of flagrant fouls. There were other ones from Joel as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. As for Embiid, post-game, they're talking about the 50, and he's aggressive, and he propels them to a win. Now, remember, he said, we're going to win this series. Even after they collapse in the final 30 seconds of game number two, he says, we're going to win this series.
We're going to win this series.
Because we're the better team. So, yeah, he had no choice but to go out there and put his money where his mouth is. But he also reveals post-game that he's been diagnosed with Bell's palsy.
I don't know exactly what happened, but obviously I guess that's a normal thing. I think he started the day or two before the Miami game, and I had, bad migraines and thought it was nothing. But usually I don't like to check it out, but for some reason I ended up, having to tell, somebody. And that's why that Miami game, it was just, my body was just, I was just not feeling it. And then obviously lately with, I'm sure if you Google the symptoms, you know what it is. It's pretty annoying, with, my left side of my face, my mouth, and, and my eye. It's been tough, but I'm not a quitter, so gotta keep fighting through anything. It's unfortunate. That's the way I look at it. But that's not an excuse. Gotta keep, pushing.
Says he's not a quitter, though he is dealing with the blurry vision. He's dealing with the headaches. He's still dealing with some of the numbness. And actually goes on to say, hey, there should be nothing messing with this beautiful smile. So at least he still has his sense of humor. But yeah, I was all about Joel Embiid. And I like the way that he took charge. As I say, you're going to speak that. We're the better team. We're going to win this series. You better go out there and have the game of your life. And he does. And it seems like he's closer to being in basketball shape again, and had 5 triples. So he was spearheading this charge against the Knicks. I guess for the Knicks, the good news is that Jalen Brunson was back, like the offensive Jalen Brunson with the 39 points and the 13 assists, though he said he doesn't care about that, which is why he's such a good leader for the Knicks. So plenty of basketball and hockey over the weekend. You know what I realized, Jay? Not one time really have we paid more than, say, 20 seconds attention to the Cleveland-Orlando series.
I have noticed that, yes.
It's been three blowouts. I know the second one was a little closer.
A little bit.
But gosh, for heaven's sakes, it's not a lot of fun when you go blowout city within a series.
There's not a ton of buzz in that series to begin with.
Buzz or no buzz?
Yeah, not a ton of buzz there. And now the games just haven't been that great either. So, meh.
Hmm.
By the way, Magic, though.
Yeah, right. I mean, the Magic are a great story. The answer is Jennifer Gray.
I got yelled at on the phone, by the way. Someone called me.
I could see her face in my head, and I could even see her nose, right? I knew it was Jennifer with Patrick Swayze. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
That's what he said to me.
Roger Goodell got airlifted the way that Jennifer Gray got airlifted by Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing. I remembered. It didn't take me too long. Have a great weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.